morning, the body of a 70-year-old woman has been found in a house that was destroyed by fire in the Blue Mountains, west of Sydney. Fire crews were called to the blaze at around 4:30 this morning. Neighbouring homes on Macquarie Road had to be evacuated. Firefighters say they found the woman's body in a bedroom. A man has been charged after being caught trying to sell 2 kilograms of the drug ice. A heavily armed tactical police unit arrested the man in a shopping centre car park at Campsie in inner Sydney. The drugs seized have an estimated street value of around $500,000. The 34-year-old was refused bail to face Burwood local court today. The Australian Taxation Office says it's stopped more than 70,000 potentially fraudulent tax refunds worth around $220 million. It's received more than 5 million returns since July and issued almost 4 million refunds. The ATO says better technology is making it easier for its staff to detect fraudulent claims. Also making news this morning, representatives from more than 60 countries have been discussing the future of Libya at a summit in Paris. Australia has pledged $4.5 million in humanitarian aid to Libya. Members of Libya's interim government also attended, seeking help with their transition to democracy. And WikiLeaks is blaming Britain's Guardian newspaper for the leaking of thousands of unedited US diplomatic cables. More than 250,000 cables containing the details of informants have been leaked on the internet.